Are you looking for a good reason to get outdoors during this long stretch of winter? Speaking of dressing appropriately, let's take a cue from our feathered friends. We're going to talk about it on our regular DNR segment we call Naturally Speaking, and we're going to put the spotlight on native Michigan birds as well. We get the best from our own backyard. Aaron Rowan, program associate with My Birds, and that's MI Birds. Hi to you, Aaron.
Good morning. Thanks, Shelley, for having me.
Let's get right into this conversation. Before I ask about what your favorite bird is, tell us a little bit about what My Birds is and how the program came to be.
Yeah, so My Birds, short for Michigan Birds, is a public engagement and outreach program created by Audubon Great Lakes and Michigan Department of Natural Resources that aims to bring together wildlife enthusiasts to engage with and conserve Michigan's public lands for the benefit of birds and people. So across the state, My Birds gives public talks and virtual webinars on bird conservation and engages Michiganders in stewardship activities to protect and restore Michigan lands, as well as participate in community science projects.
So, devil's advocate, My Birds isn't just about talking about pretty birds and where to find them. It's also what? To create more understanding about the value of our natural habitats and more?
Yeah, that's right. So Michigan is a really special place. It's got more than 100 state wildlife and game areas, which are home to over 400 bird species and countless other wildlife. And it's up to us to care for those natural areas, which are critical for birds and wildlife, but also for our own quality of life. And here in Michigan, historically, hunters have supported state lands and conservation across the state, but it's also up to the rest of us to engage with our natural resources, too, which provide essential support for the lands and waters that we share.
Thank you for that. Bird watching or birding, what are the benefits during the winter season, Erin?
Yeah, so with so many people adjusting to life at home during the pandemic, we've actually seen a real influx of those who are using birding or bird watching as a way to connect to nature. It's a great way to still connect to nature from the comfort of your own home. And winter in Michigan is actually a great time to go birding. Not all of our birds fly south for the winter. So in addition to some of the birds that stay here year-round that you might see in your backyard, we also welcome a lot of new visitors from the north during these colder months.
Wonderful. So what do I look for? What species should I keep an eye out for? What are the best locations to search for them?
Yeah, this year was actually the biggest eruption of northern finches in recent history. Boreal finches have moved south in search of food, cone and seed crops, and have descended on Michigan in record numbers. It's been really exciting for bird watchers to see species like evening grosbeaks, red crossbills, pine siskins, and other finches overtaking their bird feeders. We've also got snow buntings that have arrived this winter, which are one of our usual snowbirds, as well as our northern owls, which are always magical to see. So in addition to snowy owls, which we've seen getting a lot of attention on social media lately, we also happen to get great gray owls, northern hawk owls, and boreal owls visiting the UP and the northern lower peninsula.
I don't know if I've ever seen an owl out in our good land. Well, how do Michigan winter birds stay warm during the colder temperatures? That's a blunt question.
So birds that actually stick around here in Michigan are really adept at staying warm as the temperatures drop. So on a particularly cold winter night, they can fluff up their feathers for insulation and often hunker down over their bare legs and feet to keep them warm. And birds can't actually tuck their heads under their wings, as we've been led to believe, but they do turn their heads around and poke their beaks under their shoulder to keep their beaks warm. They also have this great circulatory system that allows their bodies to stay really warm while their extremities, their legs and their feet, can stay cool without dropping their body temperature.
Wow. Talking all things birds. My Birds, MI Birds, is a partnership of Audubon Great Lakes and the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Speaking with My Birds Program Associate Aaron Rowan. Again, I want to get into a tip or two for how to bird watch, but are there community science opportunities related to birds or maybe bird counts that we participate in, Aaron?
Yeah, we have a couple of upcoming winter bird counts, and these counts really help scientists better understand winter bird movements, assess winter bird population health, so we can guide meaningful conservation action. You also don't have to be an experienced birder to participate. All ages and experience levels are welcome to join these community science winter bird counts. So the first count I want to mention is the Climate Watch, which is Audubon's community science program that informs how birds are responding to climate change, and that begins on January 15th. Recent Audubon studies found that more than half of Michigan's bird species are actually vulnerable to climate change across seasons. So volunteers collecting data for this project are going to help Audubon scientists document which birds are responding to climate change and shifting their ranges. The second community science bird count coming up is the Great Backyard Bird Count, which runs from February 12th to 15th. And this is a free, fun, and easy event that engages bird watchers of all ages in counting birds across the globe. So if you're interested in learning more about our webinars and upcoming community science opportunities, you can visit MI Birds online at gl.audubon.org/MIBirds or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Oh my, I'll ask you that in just a second, a couple of seconds to repeat important information. What is a tip for a beginning bird watcher who wants to, well, attract my bird to my backyard?
Yeah, so when deciding which feeders to use, we recommend using tube, hopper, suet, or platform bird feeders rather than spreading the seed directly on the ground. This will help prevent uninvited guests from visiting your feeders, but it will also bring a more diverse group of birds to your yard. And you can visit Cornell's Lab of Ornithology, feederwatch.org/learn to learn more about bird food and feeder preferences of common backyard birds. You also want to be sure that your feeder is inaccessible to deer and elk if you live in an area where they're prevalent, because feeding these animals is banned in many parts of the state because of chronic wasting disease. So a good way to help keep our deer herd safe is to use mess-free bird seed or keep the ground clean beneath your feeders or installing a fence around the feeder to keep it out of reach. And as far as bird feeder placement goes, wherever you live in Michigan, it might seem counterintuitive, but it's actually best if you place your bird feeders within 3 feet of your windows. This will actually reduce the chances that birds will collide with your windows. Plus, it gives you a great view of who's visiting your yard, so it's really a win-win.
Is the robin Michigan state bird?
It is, yes. It is also the state bird for a ton of other states in the country. It's one of our most prevalent thrushes.
Wonderful. Well, we'll continue looking for the robin, the cardinal, and what did you say is another popular bird I should be looking for?
Right now, pine siskins are moving through in good numbers as well, and that's one of those northern eruption finches that you can see Oregon juncos. I used to live out west. That's a different species altogether.
Wow. That's cool. Well, thanks for living here and talking about the My Birds program. One more time, detail that website, if you would, Erin.
Yeah. If folks want to find out more about the My Birds program, you can visit us online at gl.audubon.org/MyBirds or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Great. Thanks. And thanks, of course, to the Michigan Department of Natural Resources for the work done there. Speak again. Thank you very much, Sharon, on behalf of the bird.